Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, with me. We're talking about audiobooks. I already had one of my mysteries for the week. Are we having another one today?
No, we have something quite different. We have a biography, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner, and it's called Chasing Beauty. Natalie Dykstra is the author, and Maggie Meg Reed is the really quite brilliant narrator here.
I read a couple of reviews of this book, and oh my God, I'm so on it. I'm so fascinated by it, partially because I adore John Singer Sargent.
Many people know about the Venetian Palazzo, that is the home of Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, but not everyone knows about the incredible vision and the energy of the woman who put it all together. And this is a very elegant, serious biography.
Yeah.
Really beautifully narrated by Maggie Meg Reed.
I love Maggie Meg Reed. She was one of the readers of Night Watch by Jane Ann Phillips. And she also, and I can't remember who I talked about it with, I think it could have been Emily, Sensational, which is about early women reporters like Nellie Bly.
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
Yes, she's done a number of women journalist titles.
And she's so good.
Well, this is a really, this casting match is brilliant because it's hard to capture the Gilded Age and post, you know, really early 20th century, but she does it beautifully, I think, with her tone, with her accents and pacing. And, you know, we feel that she is traveling with Isabella because they travel all over the world and she goes to school in Paris and she's in Italy and she's being influenced by so many artworks around the world. And Maggie Meg is right with you. I mean, she's bringing this so alive from the biography. It's really a joy.
I remember when the museum was robbed, I think in 1990, she arranged that museum and nothing was to be changed ever.
Absolutely.
So now where those paintings, I think there were 5 paintings that were robbed, there are just frames with nothing because nothing could be rearranged.
Right. You can see that Mrs. Jack, as she was known, was going to get her way the way it was going to be. And, you know, she came into Boston society from New York as a very young bride to this wealthy family and Jack Gardner. And, you know, Boston ladies didn't like her. So, you know, she had to start, you know, collecting and bringing famous people and having portraits by John Singer Sargent and making friends with Whistler and Henry James. And eventually Boston society thawed a bit, but it's just a great portrait of the times. And this is serious biography. There are pages of references and sources to all the elements in the biography.
Well, should we hear a little?
Let's do that.
Okay. This is Chasing Beauty, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner. It's by Natalie Dykstra, read by Maggie Meg Reed.
What manner of woman is she who has built this unique temple of art? Isabella Stewart Gardner, widowed after almost 4 decades of marriage, was informally known as Mrs. Jack, a reference to her late husband, John Jack Lowell Gardner, Jr. She had opened Fenway Court just before her 63rd birthday, having imagined and planned for every part of it, from choosing and purchasing the art, to collecting the building parts, to supervising the design of the palazzo from the ground up, to applying a sample of the specific Venetian pink paint to the courtyard walls.
I just love the quality of her voice. It is so rich and textured and so intelligent.
Really well, and perfect for this biography. Yeah.
And perfect for this.
This portrait of Mrs. Jack. I mean, I feel like I know her.
Okay, that is Chasing Beauty, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner by Natalie Dykstra, read by Maggie Meg Reed. Thank you so much, Robin, and I shall talk to you tomorrow.
We will have a mystery on tap for tomorrow. How's that, Joe?
Very good. Thank you. Behind the Mic is sponsored by the inspiring new audiobook, Treasures in the Dark, written and narrated by stroke survivor Catherine Wolfe, available everywhere audiobooks are sold. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.